This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Getaway day for this show tomorrow. We are on our way to Newport, Rhode Island, and the beautiful Ocean Cliff Hotel.
Oof.
For roadshow number 3 on this 4th roadshow season.
Boss Man Laird, maybe the finest accommodations to date.
Really?
In 4 years of roadshow.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right on the water, Wiggy. It is a beautiful location. One of my best friends had her rehearsal dinner at this spot.
Okay. It was a beautiful Newport mansion built in like 1878 or
yeah.
Something like that. And it is beautiful. And then we will be with you at the landing.
Which I hear great things about. One of my good friends goes to Newport all the time. He can't make it tomorrow and he's pissed because he says the landing is the best spot in town.
It is.
Great.
And it's covered. I was talking to my guy Frankie, who runs that joint down there, yesterday, and it doesn't matter what the weather is, and there's music. And then the road show is Friday morning at the Lobster Bar in Newport. And the mayor of Newport, Charlie Holder, will join us with a special presentation at 8:45 on Friday morning at the Lobster Bar. And I mentioned this earlier, but the landing and the Lobster Bar both donating $10 for, and Miller Lite, $10 for every Miller Lite sold at either event to the employees of the Matunuck Oyster Bar. And we talked last week on the show about the unfortunate fire at Matunuck and the servers and the bartenders and the valet guys and the kitchen staff. Are all without jobs this summer, and so they have established a fund to help them. And the very generously, the landing and the Lobster Bar are going to, every time you buy a Miller Lite, they're going to donate $10 to that fund. We're going to get to They Said It coming up. But we have leads left this morning. Wiggy, hello and good morning.
Hello, good morning. So with your Boston Red Sox, I kind of did some kind of looking around and digging and seeing what this team potentially looks like and where they could be. And I've come up with the conclusion within the month of June, they have 26 games. And out of those 26 games, 12 of them are against teams that have a record above 500. And the other 14 are against teams with a record below 500. So I asked the question, could the Red Sox, for them to be in it come the end of June, basically July 1st, a couple weeks out before the All-Star break, can they go 16-10 in the month of June? Now, I don't know if that's a possibility because in the month of May, they basically are 10-15, and that, but in April they did go 16-11. So when you look at where they are,
yep,
and potentially could this season be over by the All-Star break if they continue to play the way that they're playing? I think that if, you know, you're a Red Sox fan and you were like a lot of us who had expectations of this team, you know, making the playoffs, fighting for the division, that this season could be over by the end of this month if they don't turn things around. And when I say turn things around, not just play 500 baseball, they have to play well above 500 baseball, but I don't know if they can do that. And if you look at their All-Star breaks the past 3 years, 2024, 10 games over 500, that's pretty good. 5 games over 500 in 2023, and in 2021, 3 games over 500, which puts you right in the mix for potentially fighting for a wild card spot.
I mean, how long do you think they'll be without Bregman? I mean,
they're saying like 8, 9, 10 weeks, so 2 months at least.
I mean, So disaster.
Yeah, and that's why I said if they have a if the and if you look at the teams that they play in June, the teams that are good, you play the Yankees twice. You have two series against the Yankees twice. You play the Giants, who are pretty good, and then you play Seattle. Like, if you're not able to really, really, especially against the Yankees, you know, make some good headway, mm-hmm. yes, yeah. The Red Sox season is over by July 4th.
And the Red Sox right now are three games worse than they were at this point last year.
Oof. Right.
With a team that was a fraction as talented.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, going into it, you got your ace.
Yeah.
Like, how excited was everybody about Garrett Crochet?
Right.
He's been great.
He's been great. But the bullpen is just a disaster. I love Liam Hendricks, but...
Right. Yeah, he's... He can't figure it out. But when you look at, because we talked about like biggest expectations and choke jobs. I mean, the Celtics had high expectations about them. With the Red Sox, they're right behind them, because our expectations on the Red Sox, some people had them winning the division, but we all expected this team to be a legitimate playoff contender.
Yep.
And if it wasn't for the Orioles, they would be finishing last place again.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Speaking as we just were about amateur athletic competitions, the annual cheese rolling event occurred on Monday in England. I don't know if you went to that when you lived in England, Curtis.
I did not, no.
It happens on Cooper's Hill in Gloucestershire, England.
Oh, wrong.
And I want you to see this poor gentleman.
Oh, my God.
Holy
bollocks. They had to call... MedFlight and Jesus. Two ambulances to take participants to the hospital this year. Some of the competitors said that the Curtis, the slope this year was dry and unforgiving. And so if you
Damn.
Look at that, if Holy you look at that dude cow. Chasing the cheese wheel and the spill that he took, wow. I am shocked that he is still alive and with us right now.
Oh,
that is Jesus. True athletic competition.
I mean,
that is not over 40 flag football. Right. That is somebody
could Mahomes do that?
No way Mahomes could do that.
So,
look at that ear.
And Shime, you can relate. That's all to catch a giant wheel of cheese. I'm sure you would sacrifice your body for the same thing. Am I right?
I would do anything for a wheel of cheese.
Yeah, same
wow, that is yeah. very dangerous. Right. The cheese better be good.
Oh, cheese is always there. Is there a bad cheese?
Yeah,
not really.
There are some.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, those are our leads. Let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They...
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they want to honor those who built this incredible city, whether they have been part of constructing it or driving and delivering things or caring for those in our city. Please nominate your hero when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com, and Ketch's has some incredible prizes for them. Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with the Boston Red Sox. Wiggy just had a lead on the Sox, and Jonathan Papelbon has let people know that he believes you need to keep Roman Anthony in AAA. Even though this team needs a spark, here was what Pap had to say.
You gotta leave him here. I'm sorry. I mean, I know...
Jonathan.
I know you have a shiny new red Ferrari that you want to go out and take it and push it to 185 miles an hour, right?
The but team up what? Here is a Honda Civic. What are we doing?
Guess what? Guess what? You don't want to wreck your brand new Ferrari.
That's what I think,
the first
too.
Month in the big leagues, kid.
I don't get that.
I mean... In the Twitch chat, Game Dog says Jonathan Papelbon is right. And I'm assuming that that is based on this team and how they're doing and why bring him up early. And I mean, he's ready, right? I mean, he's the, like he,
yes.
All he does is hit home runs.
He just mashes.
Your team stinks.
All day, every day.
Meyer looks good.
What an odd impulse. Like, yeah. The team stinks. He's great at one thing you need, and we're worried about him being ruined. If he's ruined by this, he was never the best prospect in baseball anyway.
And Marcelo Meyer looks good. I mean, like, he doesn't look like he's going to be ruined from this. It looks like, if anything, you know.
Well, I mean, could you argue that they made the move with Christian Campbell too early?
No, I think that people looked at him and he started off good. He's, you know, in a little bit of a slump, but, you know, baseball players go through that. Can he get himself out of that? I would expect he can, but you want to know what you have in a guy, right? You're never going to know that until that guy comes up from the minors and gets into the majors to know if, like, yeah. Okay, can he do this night in and night out?
I mean, Shine brought up the spark. We talked about it during the 6 o'clock hour. They got walked off in extra innings last night, and it doesn't seem like the future is that bright. So I what are you waiting for? Bring the guy up and see if he does something for you. And I don't, where is he going to play? Like, I don't care. Make him.
Plays the outfield.
Make him utility Roman. Like,
I don't understand the idea of how you're going to destroy him. Like, he's just going to come play the field and hit. Like, if the team loses, okay. Mm-hmm. But if he's playing well, he knows he can compete at the MLB level, right. And you have something to build around.
508 texter, the argument is you don't want to bring him up to a struggling ball club.
Why?
Because maybe it's his mental health.
Right, because the best prospects in baseball are usually on really great teams. This is
probably also the guy that didn't want to start Drake May, too.
I mean, if Rafaela has shown he could play the infield before, you could easily put Anthony out there, yep. And then you'll be able to figure out where you want to put Rafaela in the infield.
So you say bring him up.
Yeah, and of course.
When it comes to baseball, I go to the all-city catcher first for their opinion.
Of course. Right. And you guys laughed at me yesterday.
Yeah.
And now here's Jonathan Papelbon, another big leaguer, who's telling you don't bring up your best prospect. But yet you want me to believe Middlebrooks when he says no, toes should not be on the grass.
Jeez, Middlebrooks really got under your skin yesterday.
I mean, listen.
I think it's because he came at you on social media.
No, I got no issues with that. I don't mind the platform. I just say, Will, if I'm your manager, your toes better be on the grass when there's two outs and the base is juiced. And it's we're down by one run.
All right, what's next, Shine?
Next, Greg, let's head over to football because Terry Bradshaw has spoken about Aaron Rodgers and the potential to join the Pittsburgh Steelers, the team he played so long for and won 4 Super Bowls with. Here is what Terry Bradshaw had to say about Aaron Rodgers.
That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's
that
not the Steelers' way, right?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
100%. Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
He does not. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing.
He might not know you. He might not know who Bradshaw is. Bradshaw played 50 years ago.
Come on, Wiggy.
Stop it.
He's been on TV for like 2 decades, Wiggy.
Some of these guys, listen, I felt that way before, but then when I see some of these guys in the NBA and they don't know like some of the great players of the past, I mean, Rodgers.
Well, they know who Charles Barkley and Shaq are.
Maybe Charles Barkley and Shaq.
I mean, those are guys that are on TV. I understand that players don't know about Bradshaw's playing career.
But then it's Aaron Rodgers, so you never know with him. I mean, if Bradshaw looking at, so who would you want? Explain to me this. Terry Bradshaw, all you Pittsburgh Steelers fans, and I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be good.
Oh, bat signal for Derek.
Yeah.
Here's haven't heard from Derek in a long time.
Here are your QBs that are available out right now. Carson Wentz, Desmond Ridder, C.J. Beathard, Teddy Bridgewater.
Doucette, the guy that's the flag football
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, Doucette's available.
Daryl.
Tyler Huntley.
Teddy Bradshaw basically said he liked Kenny Pickett. He goes on to say that.
Yeah, but Kenny Pickett plays for Cleveland.
I know, but I'm saying,
and guess
like,
what? Kenny Pickett was drafted by Pittsburgh.
No,
and they
I know, but that's
him.
What I'm saying. He said that they should have stuck with Kenny Pickett.
Well, clearly, Bradshaw and the front office are on two different pages when it comes to Kenny Pickett. If you're the Pittsburghs, if I'm a Steelers fan and I'm looking at my team that has the potential, that's a playoff team, and we need a quarterback,
yes,
I'm roll the dice on Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
Yeah. I think Courtney is, I don't know whether she'll be right in the end, but Aaron Rodgers is just not worth it.
Teddy Bradshaw.
Terry.
Yeah, did I say Teddy?
Yes, she knows.
Teddy Bradshaw.
See, this is what happens when you came at Shine with the pizza thing. He's going to
Well, you did that. I saw it all happening behind the scenes, so it's all right.
I mean, Billy.
I never correct anybody else on the show, but.
No, don't worry about it. Yeah. We knew who you were talking about.
Yeah. We did.
I think Teddy is his brother. Played a little flag football
great guy.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Teddy Bradshaw.
Back in the day.
If gotta he did tell have you, a brother, he probably
it's
would
not
be
really
Teddy.
That. That one's not that funny, Shime. I hate to say it, but like you can keep doing it. Yeah. It's probably
because well, there's Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah,
and Teddy
there is Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, Terry Bradshaw.
Copacetic. So. I watched a little. Okay, that one was funny.
You watch what?
I used to watch Terry Bradshaw's family's reality show as well.
Oh, was
so,
it good?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, failure to launch, good flick.
Very I just good. Don't – I can't believe he is still doing television.
Yeah.
No offense to his the way he has taken to being older, but he struggles a little bit sometimes on that.
I mean, if Lee Corso can do it, I guess they'll just keep
He's
rolling.
He's done.
Yeah, but I'm saying he was doing it last year. They'll just keep rolling guys
but
out.
But he seemed to be great. Like, I feel like he could have kept going.
Lee Corso?
Yeah.
No, he was.
Oh, no.
No. At least Teddy Bradshaw still got his, you know, faculties about him when it comes to being able to talk about the game a little bit. Yeah, Lee was.
No.
Other than the wave and putting the little, like, hat on, picking the teams, he was.
No.
He was gone.
What's next, Shime?
Next, Greg, we can hear from Sham Sharania, joined the Pat McAfee program, and talked about how the Celtics will make offseason moves and kind of how they're going to go about doing that. Here he was on the McAfee program.
So let's go for the Celtics. They're going to make trades. The Boston Celtics will have a much different roster next season, potentially. They'll definitely have a different roster. The question is just how severe as far as the movement is going to be for them. I think you look at Jason Tatum. Of course, he's injured. Can't really trade him. That's really the face of your franchise. I think after that, Lee. It's really going to depend on what value can you get. I think teams are going to express a lot of interest in Jrue Holiday. Teams are going to inquire about Kristaps Porzingis. Teams are going to inquire about Jaylen Brown. And I think the Celtics are going to have to identify what value can we get for each of these players. Which player does it make sense to trade? Is there anywhere where we can get some players back that can help right now, potentially help us moving forward? We can get some assets for. This team probably isn't going to be in the same place as far as contention.
Yeah.
But listen, you have Joe Mazzulla as your coach. You still have a chance potentially to get Jason Tatum back at the end of the season. If you keep Jaylen Brown, he's a guy that you have a lot of faith in to lead this team. I think they're going to do a lot of things to retool this roster.
Sure.
But again, there's a lot of question marks around Al Horford's future, Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis. We said it on this show. The Celtics will explore trades. They're going to make moves this summer.
Well, looking at that was very interesting because the only real value guys that I feel like they have, in my opinion, is Jaylen Brown and Derek White. When you think of value, those are the two most valuable assets that you have. Mm-hmm. Like Porzingis. Yeah, what
no,
do you get?
There's not a lot of value there.
No,
do you think?
Not in Porzingis, not in Jrue Holiday, Al Horford. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to worry about trading for him, but him coming back, I don't think is like a value if he comes back. You have two really good assets in Jaylen Brown being first and Derek White. Which one are you willing to part ways with to get you something back? And I think that's going to be the question that the Celtics are going to have to ask.
No chance they tank for a pick.
I don't think you tank, but I think if you just bring Jaylen Jaylen Brown back and you move on from anybody, everybody else, maybe it's hard for them to win, and then you're in the lottery, and then you could use the lottery assets to trade for established player, and then you have Jaylen Brown, Tatum, and new established player.
Okay. That's they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And the news with Courtney is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.